Right. This is the part where I become Christine. I know I can't speak as well as Christine. I certainly don't speak as highly. And I know I'm not as pretty as Christine, but...
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Thank you, Bill. Well...
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, brother.
As many of you know, Christine and I do study together. And we gain a lot from it, both of us. I would urge anyone to study with a friend, with a brother or sister. It certainly does. Last evening, part of the study involved a book by Rick Warren on shaping your life. And this that I'm going to read really spoke to Christine. A musical interlude as well. Thank you, Bill. As we know, today is Mother's Day. But in this, Rick Warren was talking about his father. So this is from Rick Warren, via Christine, via me, to you. Rick Warren's words. My father was a minister for over 50 years, serving mostly in small rural churches. He was a simple preacher, but he was a man with a mission. His favourite activity was taking teams of volunteers overseas to build church buildings for small congregations. In his lifetime, Dad built over 150 churches around the world. In 1999, my dad contracted cancer. In the final week of his life, the disease kept him awake in a semi-conscious state nearly 24 hours a day. As he dreamed, he'd talk out loud what he was dreaming. Sitting beside his bedside, I learned a lot about my dad, just listening to his dreams. He relived one church building project after another. One night, near the end, while my wife, niece and I were by his side, Dad suddenly became very active and tried to get out of bed. Of course he was too weak, and my wife insisted he lie back down, but he persisted in trying to get out of bed. So my wife finally asked, "Jimmy, what are you trying to do?" He replied, "I've got to save one more for Jesus. I've got to save one more for Jesus. I've got to save one more for Jesus. I've got to save one more for Jesus." He repeated that phrase over and over and over again. During the next hour, he said it probably 100 times. "Got to save one more for Jesus." As I sat by his bed with tears flowing down my cheeks, I bowed my head to thank God for my dad's faith. At that moment, he reached out and placed his frail hand on my head and said, as if commissioning me, "Save one more for Jesus. Save one more for Jesus." I intend for that to be the theme of the rest of my life. I invite you to consider it as a focus for your life too, because nothing else will make a greater difference for eternity. God wants his lost children found. Nothing matters more to God. The cross proves that. I pray that you will always be on the lookout to reach one more for Jesus, so that when you stand before God one day, you can say, "Mission accomplished. Amen."